Between them, Theodore and Franklin Roosevelt would occupy the White House for 19 of the first 45 years of the 20th century.
With respectful tone, appropriate music, and memorable narration, The Roosevelts, an intimate history, or at least this 7-minute promotional trailer, has all the benchmarks of another great work by Ken Burns.
This is the story of the Roosevelts. No other American family has ever touched so many lives.
The Roosevelts, an intimate history, is a 14-hour, 7-part documentary produced by Ken Burns that will air next week on PBS. It starts Sunday at 8 p.m. on WNED-TV, and it's certain to bring attention to the Roosevelt connection to Buffalo.
WNED is proud to salute the Theodore Roosevelt Inaugural National Historic Site.
Often a staple of elementary school field trips, many may have visited the Theodore Roosevelt Inaugural Site in decades past, but much has changed. For many years, Victorian Buffalo was the focus at the site. But Executive Director Stanton Hudson says that is no longer the case.
For purposes of bringing more people in, that was perhaps too narrow a focus. And so by really kind of reinventing ourselves with Roosevelt now, Theodore Roosevelt being the focal point, it allows us to do much more in terms of appealing to a wider and more diverse audience.
Like all Americans, I like big things. Big prairies, big forests, mountains.
With the compelling personality of Teddy Roosevelt now at the center, site officials seem to have made the right bet. According to Stanton Hudson, visits were up by 40% in July over a year ago. 35% of the visitors are from out of town.
You may not have heard the news yet, but President McKinley died earlier this morning as a result of those gunshot wounds from a little over a week ago.
The tours have changed. Education specialist Mark Lozo says visitors are now asked to imagine they are present on that fateful day 113 years ago, when the peaceful transfer of American power took place in Buffalo at the Wilcox Mansion on Delaware Avenue.
It's a very nice change from the more predictable type of museum experiences that we all grew up with. It was difficult for many of us to get used to. It wasn't the sort of museum I visited as a kid.
Right.
But it was with a little bit of trepidation that we entered into it, but we very quickly were reassured when we saw just how positive the response from visitors was.
As Mark Lozo says, the tour provides a very different experience, though the style seems to work well here. It may not be best for all historic sites. Imagine being asked to dodge bullets at Gettysburg.
I, Theodore Roosevelt, do solemnly swear, that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States.
The Roosevelts, an intimate history, begins its 7-day PBS run this Sunday on the 113th anniversary of the day Theodore Roosevelt was sworn in as president. To mark the occasion, the Theodore Roosevelt Inaugural Site will hold a free family day on Saturday. Executive Director Stanton Hudson envisions the Ken Burns film bringing new interest to the inaugural site and a chance to show off how it has changed and how it has grown. In fact, Hudson sees a larger mission ahead for the site. On Friday, it will host a naturalization ceremony, an event he believes represents the larger calling of the 26th President of the United States.
Roosevelt was all about the idea of citizenship. What we want to do here is we're hoping to become a commons, a place for public discourse, not trying to present one particular point of view or perspective, but allowing a variety of perspectives to be represented and to let people hear that, become better informed, and make their own decisions as to these kinds of issues.
For civil discourse, there may be few who bring it to their work better than Ken Burns. In The Roosevelts, Burns relies on the differing views and opinions of familiar contributors like Doris Kearns Goodwin, David McCullough, and George Will.
I think both presidents regarded the Constitution as a nuisance. That is something.
The first part of the 7-part The Roosevelts, an Intimate History, airs Sunday night at 8 on WNED-TV in Buffalo and on PBS stations across the country. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.